So virtual reality, people think about it mostly, and it's still most widely used in gaming. So gaming in the home. I mean, and that is starting to change with companies like Dreamscape. We're starting to use it more in entertainment and storytelling, training and education, customer experience, design and manufacturing. So what's happening here is the technology is really cool, and Facebook bought Oculus quite some time ago, and Mark Zuckerberg said at the time, virtual reality is the next big technology platform. That really hasn't come to fruition yet. I think it's starting to shift. So if you like Google virtual reality, you see, oh, 2015 is the year of virtual reality, and then like every year since. But what is happening now, it's becoming more and more widely adopted, and the main reason behind that is the cost of the hardware is being driven down. So now, it's getting into the $200-$300 price point where you're seeing more people actually willing to go buy it. When it was $1,000, like really hardcore gamers would buy the equipment for their home, or you might in Asia it's really popular. There are all these VR arcades where they have the equipment. You go and you pay like per minute to be able to use it in game. But I think these different industries are going to be start using this technology more because it's more cost effective to use it. So this is just a little. I'm going to talk about Dreamscape, but this is what we're doing, and it's a little video that helps show it the best.
Okay.
If we can play it.
If we can play it. Okay. No, it's just advancing it. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't get it to. There you go.
It's wild. It's crazy.
It was really fun.
So vivid, so real.
I kind of lost my voice a little because I was screaming.
Magical.
You actually
feel like you're there.
I've also done this more times, so.
Experiences ever. You guys have to go check out Dreamscape Immersive.
I went to an alien zoo. Unbelievable.
We came out of the alien zoo. It was freaking amazing.
Slid open a drawer, found a button. I'm like, that's super interactive.
It's like the coolest VR experience ever.
So that's an example of, what Dreamscape is, but it helps give you an idea. So, I mean, the way to think about it is the people behind the company were movie guys, and they're like, virtual reality is this amazing technology, but there's not compelling content that people want to go do it outside of the gaming. So the thinking is that we'll have different sites. So most of that video was shot at our Century City site in Los Angeles. Our next site is actually going to open in July at the North Park Mall in Dallas. So I know a lot of you actually live in Dallas. So check it out. AMC Theaters, Let Our Series Be Run of Financing. But what it is, it's like you go to a movie. You buy the ticket ahead of time. It's $20 with a convenience fee if you buy it online. And you go with up to six people at a time, and you do exactly what that video. You enter this other world for 8 to 12 minutes, and you're walking around. You have hand and feet sensors, and there's motion capture cameras, and you're experiencing, you know, this immersive experience in the virtual world. And at least so far, we're still fairly a new company, but people seem to love it. So it'll be interesting. You know, by the end of next year, we'll probably have, you know, somewhere between 25 and 30 sites, either in the U.S., and we're opening later this year at the Mall of the Emirates in Dubai. But it's really fun to see people experience this new technology and, you know, get excited about it.
Yeah, and I think it's really hard for the 2D image to do it justice, what it really looks like. So in that video, that all of the people, the avatars that you saw were actually people in the experience, and the people and you can see in the experience your friends that are doing the experience with you. And I think that's something that makes it very unique. And you also, in the video, I think, could see a bit of the hardware that was that people are using for this.